afternoon. Thank you for calling Littles Jewelers. This is Katie. How can I help you?
Hey, Miss Katie. It's Scott with RDI Diamonds. How are you?
Hey, Scott. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. Just touching base quick, see if you guys are working on anything, see what might be going on out there I could help you out with.
Kind of, actually. I might actually have something. I have a customer that bought his wife a really nice pair of diamond studs a few years ago, and she's lost one. And we're kind of toying with the idea of seeing if we can find a good match for the other one.
Oh, sweet. I specialize in that.
Yes. I was like, just the type of guy I need to talk to right now. So I've got all the details on it. It's an E color, SI1 clarity.
Okay.
It's a 6.43 millimeter natural diamond.
Round,
yes, sir.
All right.
And it has faint fluorescence.
How's the cut? I mean, it's 6.43.
Excellent.
Yeah, I figured. Let's see what we got here. Bear with me a second. Let me see if I can pull this up. I should be taking a second. I can search this out real nice.
Perfect.
Is it certified?
I've been working on this for about – it is through GIA.
Okay. Nice. Okay. Let's see. 6.43 millimeters. I've got one I think might work. It's a deal. It's a 101D SI1 GIA.
I've got a couple of E's already kind of picked out. I'd rather stay closer to that.
There's one out of my mind I might be able to get back. It's a 101 ESI1 XXX none GIA 6.48, and that one's 29.54.
That's a good deal.
I might be able to get it back. I think it has a showing date today, so I'll flag it and give you first right of refusal, and we'll kind of go from there.
Yeah, if they don't like it, definitely let me know. I mean, I've got a couple options kind of set aside. It's cloudy for an SI1. I'm not gonna lie. And everything I'm looking at that's an SI1 is too clear.
You're asking me for something I wouldn't stock. If it's cloudy or it's got that a lot of times it'll say additional clouds not shown on the cert when they do that.
Exactly. I definitely think that's the case here. And
I'm looking at the image of this one in the video. It's not cloudy at all. It's stunning.
Yeah.
So I can try and find you one. Again, not to be that guy, Katie, but that's not
oh,
a
no,
good
I get
house,
it.
You know?
I get it.
I want. Yeah, bet. I mean, let me ask around. Let me call New York City. They've got a little different inventory than we do. They get diamonds before we do.
Perfect.
And when, our stuff that we purchase that isn't certified comes back from GIA, it goes into our New York City office. We're in Rochester. Let me see what I got. Maybe we'll get back with you. I'll see if I can help you out with something, maybe a little cloudy, maybe just a little off, right?
Just like maybe just high fluorescence. I don't know because, I mean, even though this says faint fluorescence, I just kind of don't believe it.
Well, and what I would do is if they did well, you probably don't have certs, right?
I actually do.
So my suggestion, and this is about 90% of the time, if you go to the comments on the left-hand side all the way at the bottom, I'll give you polished symmetry fluorescence inscription, and then under comments, if it says additional clouds are not shown, typically what that means is there's a cloud over the whole stone. It may not be fluorescence.
Gotcha.
GIA grades fluorescence is super harsh. We'll get medium fluorescence that I don't even pick up as faint.
Wow.
So a lot of times when it's got that milky or greasy look, it isn't always fluorescent. So, or at least
gotcha.
That's what they taught us at GIA. So
it's got just about everything in the comments except cloudiness.
All right, we got it all.
Yeah,
well, this one says additional clouds are not shown and pinpoints are not shown, which pinpoints are typically, you know, I'm looking at the picture going, okay, I see them.
Yeah.
But we look at them at 200x, you know. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I don't think this is your diamond. Let me make some
calls.
I don't
think so either.
Let me see if there's something out there I can make work. I have your dimensions. I have what you're asking for. That'd be a fun one.
I'm in it, man.
You're in it to win it. Let me see what I can come up with. Give me a few. I'll get back with you.
Thanks, Scott.
You got it. Yeah.
Right. Bye.
Bye.